WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And as you know, that music there, the intro music to the program, is U2's Beautiful Day, because U2 is my favorite band of all time. And so I wanted to make sure I got over to the feast on Friday afternoon in time to see Unforgettable Fire, the U2 tribute band. Now, I've seen Joshua Tree around, and they're very good. But Joshua Tree is... So there's a difference between a cover band and a tribute band. A cover band just plays the songs and the music. And then a tribute band tries to give you the entire performance, the experience, act like them, look like them, all of that. And so I'd heard good things about Unforgettable Fire, but the couple of times they've been around here, I've been unavailable. I think they were just at the District Center in Taunton not that long ago, and I didn't make it out there to it. But they tour all over the country. And so I had high expectations when I went to this. And I got to say, they delivered. They were amazing. And I got to meet the lead singer. I believe his name is Anthony. After the performance, I took a photo with him. And I was like, hey, can I just get a photo with you? And he's like, sure. And then he's like, do you want me to go get the glasses? Because he looks like Bono, but without the glasses, he doesn't really look like Bono as much. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm not going to make you go to it. He's like, no, I don't mind. So he went and it took him a couple minutes, but he dug out the glasses and we took a photo together. Thanks to Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits, who was photographing the feast, for taking that pic for me. But it was cool, because then I posted it on Facebook and I said, you never know who you're going to run into with a feast. And people really thought it was Bono. I had to put up, no, it's lead singer of the cover band. But they were incredible. If you are a U2 fan, get out there and see him. I asked him, I said, are you coming back around here? And he gave me a couple of dates. I was like, well, it's a little bit of a drive, but I might make that drive. And I never thought I'd be that kind of person that goes to see, cover bands. Like, it's one thing if a band plays other bands' material, but I never thought I'd want to go see a tribute band. I was like, I've seen U2 many times in concert. I'll just wait and go see them. But no, it's a lot of fun. So they were amazing. The Green Day tribute band, Dookie, were great. I heard a little bit of the Journey tribute band, Great Escape, last night. I went for All Sinners. And of course, they were as kick-ass as always. But then after they were done, I went over and listened to a little bit more of the Journey band. I was going to say for the Bruce Springsteen tribute band, but I wanted to get home and watch SummerSlam. Plus, I just had enough sun and standing on pavement for the weekend. But I had a great time for my first time going to the feast. Did all the things, ate all the things. Fantastic time. Now, I went with someone on Saturday who had never been and had a fantastic time. Definitely wants to go every year now. And then I went with someone yesterday who hadn't been in many, 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 many years. Actually, two people that hadn't been in many, many, many years. And they're like, oh, this isn't the way I remembered it. And I think that speaks well to what they have done with it, because as we know, in the old days, it got rowdy, it got unruly. People were nervous to go to it, but this was so much family-friendly fun all 4 days. That I think, anybody that was ever shy about going, you should definitely give it a try next year. But some of that, negativity still persists. I posted the article about the Gravitron Because again, you don't see those around that much anymore. And I know it's a famous meme going around that people are like, oh, hear me out. Like, I put the meme in the story because they, people are like, let's all chip in and we'll buy it. And honestly, like, a group of friends and I talked about that. We're like, oh, we can get one cheap, but like, where are we going to put it? So I put that out there just because I thought people might find it interesting and want to ride it. And we got a comment on the WBSM Facebook page. Screw that feast. Black and brown thugs have made it unsafe for everyone. Okay, well, racist comment aside, Dan, that was not the experience that I had at all, and certainly not the experience that people have had for many, many, many years now. So I would suggest maybe next year giving it a try and seeing if it hasn't changed from what your perception of it was. And even if you go there and you don't like it, you didn't pay anything to get in. So, but I found it to be just a lot of families. I found it to be there's a lot of young kids, kids that are probably teenagers and early 20s. But everybody was great. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was in a good mood, even if they might have had a little too much to drink. They all seem to be in good spirits, no pun intended. And food was amazing. Got to try everything. And I definitely will have my plan of attack for what I'm going to eat next year instead of just kind of figuring it out as I go along. So, yes, Jesse, I agree with that comment. So 508-996-0500 if you want to share what your feast experience was this weekend. Also, we're going to have a brand new contest for you later on today. I didn't get a chance to get the page up yet. But we're going to be giving away tickets all this week to see the Doobie Brothers. Let me just double check my concert calendar, make sure I'm not giving you wrong information. Yes, this week is Doobie Brothers. And it's also not just the Doobie Brothers playing at Xfinity Center. They're also playing with Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band. So you're going to get the music of Jimmy Buffett and the music of the Doobie Brothers. I was thinking I might go to that show. I was talking about maybe going with my dad, but I'll be happy to arrive late. I am not a Jimmy Buffett fan. Maybe I should go and hear the songs and see if that doesn't change my mind. But anyway, that's what we're giving my tickets to this year, this week. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. So we'll have that up later on today for you to enter to win. But we're giving them away all week long. So basically what happens is if I'm late to get a post up on them, I just end up picking two people on Tuesday. So want to make sure you get plenty of chances to enter. And then also taking a look at some of the other things we have coming up. One of the biggest shows of the summer is My Chemical Romance at Fenway Park. We're going to be giving away tickets to that in a couple of weeks. So if you didn't get tickets, I think they sold out. If you didn't get tickets, then we're going to have them for you coming up. And so much more as well. All right, 508-996-0500. We are going to have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo joining us in the next hour for his regular weekly appearance. We're going to talk some more about some of the things that have gone on in the city this week. We can talk more about the citizenship question, about the police department. We can find out if he has any updates on the Market Basket situation. I was reading the New Bedford Light this morning where they were talking about how at least, I think they said 15 of the 47 people who were suspended from Market Basket were unaccompanied minors. So kids that don't have a parent or a guardian here who, must have had work permits to get hired in the first place, but maybe let those lapse, and that those kids are, they can't find them now. The Immigrants Assistance Center is trying to reach out to these kids and they can't find them. They're not getting a response from them. So they think that they might have fled. Because they are now worried that ICE is going to come and grab them up. But you can read that at newbedfordlight.org. I'm sorry, the online local news outlet. I know, I'm not really going to keep doing that. But hopefully they're, I know they listen, but hopefully they get the point there. That it's just, it's petty not to name the station. If you're going to literally write an entire article blaming Chris McCarthy for something, you should at least put the call letters of the station in. But 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Another thing that we can discuss with the council president is the store. And, you know, obviously we're not going to turn it into a campaigning moment, but the Light did have a story about all the candidates that have come out in recent weeks to announce that they are running for the city council, whether it be in their particular ward or at large. And I think that that's a good thing. It's a good thing to have people that are interested in holding those positions, because too often people are complacent. And that's why, I mean, and even looking at the at-large race, it's because you have a counselor who said they're not running for re-election. That's sparked people to want to run, because it is an uphill battle a lot of times to say I can beat an incumbent, but we've seen it happen. But either way, even if you're on the ballot, even if you're an incumbent looking to get reelected, you have to agree the more people that participate in the process, the better it is for a healthy democracy in New Bedford. Especially where I think, at least it sounds like from the callers that we get here on the radio, and I know the caveat is, and I use this caveat all the time, the people who call in to the show are not necessarily indicative of what the voters of New Bedford think. And that's true. Many of these callers who call in and complain about Mayor Mitchell don't even live in the city. So they're not going to be voting in the next election or in any election in New Bedford. Like, that's just the truth of it. Many of them who have things to say don't live here. And that's fine. They still have a right to have an opinion. And they still can call in and complain about it. But I'm just saying, don't think that that shows you what the mindset is of the voting public. By the same token, I would say the callers into WBSM are indicative of what can happen in an election, because they are the engaged people, the people who care, the people who are motivated to get out and vote. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 there to try to characterize it either way. But what I will say is you do get fatigue with any kind of person in a leadership position. And so that maybe people are just like, okay, we've had enough John Mitchell. But it does seem like we're hearing more and more people who are upset with some of his decisions or the way that he's handled some things or the attitude he may have had about some things. So it'll be interesting to see in 2 years, if he does run again, how many potential contenders come out against him. Now, if he's not going to run again, you know, it's wide open. You could have a number of potential candidates that would then get whittled down. But I think even if he does decide to run again, I'm not saying he'd be vulnerable, because I'd have to see who the candidates were that'd be running up against him. But certainly, I think you've got people who can mobilize folks, the folks who have been complaining about the mayor now for a couple of years. You could get them on your side pretty easily. So it'll definitely make not only this year's election, but the one in 2 years super interesting. And of course, we'll cover it all for you here. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break. We'll be right back. Johnny Cougar. Antonio's Restaurant in New Bedford, where the essence of Portugal comes alive. Since 1989, Antonio's has been serving authentic Portuguese cuisine in a warm, family-friendly atmosphere From traditional favorites to innovative local dishes, their menu is a journey through vibrant flavors. They proudly use fresh ingredients from local farmers and fishermen. Antonio's also caters. No matter how small or large, they offer full catering through their special catering menu. Antonio's Restaurant, your culinary adventure starts there. All right, we are going to go into the newsroom. When we come back on the other side, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Then we got an app chat question asking, how can you get a work permit if you are an unaccompanied minor? We'll get into that, too. But right now, it is time to turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
An earthquake shakes parts of the Northeast. A major canyon fire burns on in Utah. And the 3 billionth iPhone has been shipped.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A small earthquake rattled the northern New Jersey and New York City area over the weekend.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, a 3.0 magnitude tremor struck northern New Jersey's Hasbrook Heights Saturday night. Although it was a minor quake, some area residents reported shaking all across the region. There are no reports of injuries or damage. The USGS is telling residents to be aware of possible minor aftershocks in the days to come. Jonathan O'Halloran, New York.
Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev has lost his bid to remove the judge that is overseeing the challenge to his death sentence. A federal appeals court has rejected claims that U.S. District Court Judge George O'Toole has shown that he's not impartial through comments he's made in podcasts and at public events. Tsarnaev is challenging his conviction, claiming two jurors lied during questioning during the trial. He was convicted of all charges related to the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing and is sentenced to death. A major wildfire still raging in central Utah after nearly 3 weeks. Officials say the Monroe Canyon fire started on July 13th and has grown to more than 57,000 acres. Crews on the ground and tanker aircraft have helped slow the spread, but the blaze is less than 5% contained. Local evacuation orders were lifted on Friday, although the state of emergency declared by the Utah governor remains in effect. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers blasting President Trump's decision to fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics following the latest jobs report. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Summers said the president's decision raises major concerns.
This is the stuff of democracies giving way to authoritarianism.
The report released on Friday said the U.S. economy added just 73,000 jobs last month, well below estimates. It also revised the May and June numbers downward by more than 200,000 jobs combined. Apple says it's shipped its 3 billionth iPhone.
CEO Tim Cook made the announcement in an earnings call. Sales of iPhones have been on an upward trend since Apple introduced the first portable device in 2007. By 2016, it had sold 1 billion of them, and by 2021, it had sold 2 billion iPhones. It took only 4 more years for the company to sell 3 billion. I'm Michael Kastner.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 11 has docked at the International Space Station. SpaceX posted a video on social media showing the spacecraft docking Saturday at the ISS at 2:27 a.m. Eastern Time. The team of 4 astronauts will be starting a 6-month mission. They lifted off Friday morning from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A theme park made famous by its A-list celebrity co-founder has hit the top spot on TripAdvisor's 2025 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Awards.
Dollywood, the park co-founded by country music icon Dolly Parton, placed highest in the Best Amusement Park category. Dollywood beat out Disney World's Magic Kingdom, Disneyland, and Universal Studios on the 2025 list. TripAdvisor says the ranking is decided by above and beyond reviews and opinions from the TripAdvisor community over a 12-month period. I'm Rob Martier.
Columbia Sportswear taking Columbia University to court over use of the Columbia name on university merchandise. A federal lawsuit filed by the clothing maker accuses Columbia University of violating an agreement signed 2 years ago. It said that in order to avoid consumer confusion, the school would not use just its name on merchandise without the word university or other school-related image. Columbia Sportswear claims to have spotted several offending items at the university's online store. The company is asking the court to stop all sales of clothing that violates the agreement, as well as monetary damages.
WBSM Sports.
In sports, Red Sox beat Houston yesterday 6-1. The Kansas City Royals come to Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're looking at a lot of sunshine today. It's going to be hazy and warm with a high near 85. For tonight, skies will be clear and your low will be near 64. Meanwhile, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high once again well into the 80s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, you know what time it is.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Starting with celebrity birthdays, actor Billy Bob Thornton turns 70 years old today. Former President Barack Obama is 64. Former Red Sox and Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens is 63. Actor Daniel Day-Kim of Lost and Hawaii Five-0 fame is 57. NASCAR champ Jeff Gordon, 54. Actress and Duchess of Sussex Meghan Markle turns 44 today. Actress, writer, and director Greta Gerwig is 42. And Cole and Dylan Sprouse, the twins who played Julian in the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy, and then later starred in Disney's The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, they both turn 33 today. How interesting that identical twins would share the same birthday. I mean, I guess it makes sense in the long run, right? On August 4th, 1984, Prince started a 24-week run at the top of the U.S. album charts with Purple Rain. His sixth studio album, which features the hits When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy, as well as this, the title track, has sold over 20 million copies worldwide, becoming the seventh best-selling movie soundtrack of all time. People even forget that was a movie. In 1987, the Federal Communications Commission rescinded the Fairness Doctrine, which had required radio and television stations to present controversial issues fairly. So everybody that complains about it, you can take that up with Ronald Reagan. On August 4th, 1990, during a New Kids on the Block concert in Montreal, Canada, three armed robbers stole souvenir sales proceeds at valued at $260,000.
You've given to me.
On August 4th, 1990, Mariah Carey started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Vision of Love, her debut release. Vision of Love was nominated for three Grammy Awards at the 33rd annual ceremony held on February 20th of 1991, that being Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. And of course, it won the latter. It was August 4th, 1997, that Skynet first went online. Well, at least in the fictional world of the Terminator films. Of course, Skynet is what led the machines to become sentient and eventually take over the world from the humans. I mean, I guess I'm starting to feel like we're getting closer to that already, isn't it? In 2001, Destiny's Child hit number one on the charts with Bootylicious. And if you're not first, you're last. Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby was released in theaters on this date in 2006. Shake and bake. That's the Gen X Files for August 4th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where you can try all of their great homemade flavors in both regular ice cream, non-dairy sorbet, and sherbet as well. And make sure you follow them on social media so you can see all of their great deals and weekly flavors. All right. And we can get back into the conversation at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got a couple of app chat messages that came in. One was from DSY. We were talking earlier about the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And he says, I felt sad leaving there last night. We don't have anything else like it around here. Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of other feasts and festivals, but yes, it is kind of the biggest and the best of them. But don't worry, it'll be back next year for the 110th version. And they're going to have some other things over there at the feast grounds coming up as well. I saw they were advertising. They have a fall festa coming up that's going to have some country music. And I was a little disappointed that the punk rock festival didn't come back. I guess there were some varying different reasons for that, but wouldn't be a bad idea to get a nice local music spotlight going over there. Like a little festival where we look at all the, we can bring in all the different local bands of different genres. And then we got a question from Mr. M in New Bedford. It says, how can you get a work permit without a parent's signature? I know I had to sign my daughter's, never mind a birth certificate. So I looked it up online, and apparently you can get a work permit if you don't have, if you're an unaccompanied minor, you can get a work permit as long as it has the signature of the superintendent of schools, which ultimately, you know, has to sign off on any work permit anyway, right? So if you go and get a work, if you try to go get a work permit for a kid, even if the parent signs it, they make the superintendent sign it as well. I remember when I got mine, I had to go and have the superintendent's office stamp it with a signature. Or I think they got a physical signature on it, but I remember that was part of it. And that was 1993, something like that. So, but apparently for unaccompanied minors, they'll just the signature of the superintendent is enough, according to what I read online. So that would probably be how some of those unaccompanied minors who were suspended from Market Basket, how they got their work authorization in the first place. Again, assuming they did. I know I'm making a big assumption that Market Basket did things the right way and that this falls on the individual employees to not keep up to date with that stuff. But that's just based on my assumption that they're a publicly traded company that's been under huge scrutiny in this battle for who actually is going to be in control of Market Basket. So it wouldn't make sense to me that they would try to do something that would be skirting the law or actually in violation of the law. I can't imagine that they would do something like that, but I could be wrong. But I think we've got to operate under the assumption that they did do the right thing and that this might have just been on the employees and not on Market Basket itself. And because we haven't seen any, talk of fining Market Basket or any kind of reprimand for it, I've got to think that they were found not a fault at it. But again, I could be wrong. But I've heard people calling in and even hosts, you know, prematurely saying, you know, Market Basket is just trying to hire illegals. Like, no, you don't know that. It's on the employees to keep this information up to date. And maybe they didn't do that. Now, if there were underage kids that were working there, it's hard to believe that their work authorizations expired, because if you're 15, 16 years old, how long would you even have had that for? Maybe it has to get renewed every year. I don't know. I just went and got it done one time, and then I never worried about it again. And I don't even know why I had to do it, because it's not like we followed any other employment laws where I was working, but I think I did it more for because I thought I was supposed to. I don't think anybody actually asked to see it. And also, in order to get one, you have to have somebody that's already willing to hire you. You don't go and get a work permit and then say, okay, now I'm going to go apply for jobs. You have to have the promise of employment in order to get one. So maybe Market Basket said to them, you've got to get one of these. And they said, okay. And then they never did. And then nobody bothered to check up and follow up on it. But anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've got a break here we've got to take, and we will do that and be back in a few. Discover the elegance of custom jewelry at Art and Gold in New Bedford. Family owned and operated since 1992, Art and Gold specializes in high-end gold, silver, and precious stones. Whether you're looking for a unique engagement ring or need expert repairs, their skilled jewelers can help. Experience the artistry of bespoke jewelry today. Art and Gold, where your dreams are crafted into golden reality. Visit them on Bolton Street in New Bedford or online at artingold.org. That's artingold.org. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
So anyway, I heard you talking about our workers at Market Basket.
Yes.
Well, when I was at a restaurant, I won't say the name, on the avenue, and there was a guy who hurt himself in that particular place. He was sorting glass downstairs, like where you couldn't see him, and he cut his hand really bad. Mm. And I felt so bad for him. I said, you can't go. You got to go to the hospital. Was bleeding a real lot. Couldn't speak any English, right? And I was trying to tell him, you need to wrap that at least with a tourniquet. The other people didn't even care about him that he worked for, you know, the place he was at. And then he kept saying, no, got to go to Market Basket. So he obviously was doing two jobs, and one was there doing that, and then right away going over to Market Basket. And they work, I believe, late at night, and they're stocking and stuff, like when no one's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's crazy, but.
I don't think anybody would have wanted him bleeding all over the place while he was stocking shelves.
Well, yeah, but nobody was taking him to the hospital there. And I think he was on a bicycle. And he kept saying Market Basket. He didn't want to lose his job, I guess. You know? So there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in this city with all that. You know what I mean?
Well, unfortunately, I think that happens with people that are American citizens working, too, where you get injured. We don't care. Like, that's your problem. I had that happen to me when I burned myself at work. They're basically like, yeah, we'll finish the day.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, how can I finish the day? I've got my hand is bubbling up.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was going on.
But I had to stay and finish. And then I went home. I didn't go to the hospital. I went home and I was riding a bicycle. I had my license already. I don't know. I used to just ride my bike when I lived a couple miles away for exercise. So maybe that's why I had it. But I remember like riding down the road on my bicycle, holding one hand out in the cold air so that the breeze would kind of cool it down a little bit.
Yeah, but you could have called your mother or father.
I should have called them. Yeah, but I didn't.
But I mean, I did work when I was 12, but it was because I did dishes. It was because I knew my family worked there, my aunts, and I had relatives that were there. So, and I can't remember because it was so long ago. I really can't remember if I got a paycheck with a stub on it, or if they just paid me.
That happens quite a bit, yeah. Especially, you know, and there's other places that I know of where they've told employees, if they come in, you know, say I'm your uncle. Like, basically, paying people under the table and making them lie if they get caught.
No, I wanted the job because you want to make money when you're young, and you want you babysit. Girls will babysit or do odd jobs like that. But I mean, I really wanted it because we wanted to make money to get the things we wanted, you know?
But there's people that take advantage of that loophole where, you know, you don't have to pay your family minimum wage. You don't have to do this for your family. And people would take advantage of that and tell their regular employees, you know, if anybody comes in from the labor board, you're my nephew.
I don't remember none of that. That was too far back for me. All I know is I did start doing dishes when I was about 12 years old. But they do let kids work at that age in some places, even if it's not relative.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, the technical term, the professional term for what you did is called pearl diving.
Say it again?
Pearl diving.
Pearl diving?
That's what we used to refer to as when we were dishwashers. We call it pearl diving. You never heard that used for dishwashers?
No, what if you were doing another job, like washing the floors?
I don't know what they would call that, but we would just be like, oh, what'd they hire you for? I'm a pearl diver. Okay, all right, we get it. Like, that was kind of the joke.
Yeah, so what's the story with Market Basket then?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. I'm going to ask Council President Burgo when he comes in a few minutes if he has any more info.
All right.
I got to hold you there. I got to take a break here.
Thank you.
Have a good day. And, we have another caller on hold. I don't think we'll get to you this hour because we have a break, but we can take you at the beginning of the next hour, even with Council President Burgo here. He usually lets me clear the phone lines before we get into it. So if you want to hang on, you can, but I got to get this break in. We'll be right back. All right, we are going to take a break now for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by...